Edie McCready, Edie McCready.
Hey guys!
Welcome. I didn't say hey, so we have to start again. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys!
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys!
3, 2, 1. Hey guys! Okay. What episode is this?
Welcome back to episode, let me actually guess.
29. I'm saying 29.
I'm saying 40.
Oh.
But
I'm
bummed.
Big.
It's not 40,
it's
trust 20, me.
27.
Nice, 29.
Do you think so?
The last one we uploaded, 25.
Oh, we're pre-recording. I keep forgetting. I'm going
to pre-recording. Today is
welcome
December.
Welcome to December 24th.
It's Christmas Eve.
Wait, so what are you guys doing right now? Like put in the comments, who's Christian? Like, what are you like doing?
You actually want to know who our audience is? So, like, let us know what religion you are.
So, Christmas. From what I know from the Christmas movies, what you guys do on Christmas Eve is you set out the cookies and the milk.
And they also have, like, a rehearsal dinner.
What?
And you sit around the tree and you sing lullabies. Like,
they don't actually do that.
They have hot cocoa by the fire.
Pass it to Kevin.
Kevin's not here.
I'm joking. Anyways,
Kevin! I do love Home Alone, though.
I love Home Alone.
What's your favourite Christmas movie?
I don't really have one, to be honest.
I can't really hear you.
Home Alone.
I like the...
I can hear myself.
Speak into it.
Hi.
I can literally hear
you. Okay, sorry.
I like the black movies that do Christmas. Like, for example...
Grinch.
No, like My Holiday. What's her name again? Miss Holiday. The one with that black lady.
Miss Holiday?
That lady who has to go into a hotel on Christmas Eve and just spend her, like, her Christmas...
All her money.
Sweet, yeah, all her money.
Last Holiday. I think that's what it's called, right?
Going out on the...
Queen Latifah.
Yes, I love that movie a lot. Yes.
She thought she had cancer or something, so she spent all her money. Yeah. More time, she found out she's not even sick. But she lived her best life. This is a life lesson, guys. This is a life lesson. Use all your money.
Use all your money, guys.
Live your life and experience life, because guess what? Money comes and goes. Live your life like Queen Latifah.
Speaking about money...
She's been waiting for this one.
No, this is going to get deep. I don't want to get deep, but I just want to share this quote that my good friend told me. So, like, shout out to them. And, like,
what's their name? Shout them out.
I'm joking. It's Sandy.
Shout out Sandy. Shout out to the whole family. Nancy, Irina. What's her mother's name?
No. Anyways.
What's Sandy's surname?
Huh?
Her surname begins with a K in it.
The word.
No, it's not. No.
Come on, man.
I just want to shout them out.
They want their family tree to be disclosed on YouTube.
They don't want a family tree here.
Shout out Cinders and Celsius as well.
Since we're here.
Because I know Cinders is watching.
Cinders is listening. Shout out to Spotify users because guess what? Our Spotify wrapped us out. Who's got their phone? Let's look at that.
No one has their phone.
Shit.
We've changed topic. Let's move back to money.
Money.
What Sally told me the other day, it really resonated with me. And I was like, to these guys, I want to say something, but I want to tell you guys on the podcast. But it's just a little quote. But basically, you might have heard it before. But anyways, any issue that can be solved with money is not an issue.
No offense, yeah.
No, but like, it is an issue though, because imagine poor people.
Respectfully, that might be the dumbest quote.
Sorry, Sandy.
You and Sandy need to be slapped.
Sorry. You know what it is, yeah?
Any issue that can be solved with money.
Listen,
what if I'm in debt? What if I'm dying and I got health bills?
Literally.
What if, yeah?
What if I'm in America?
What if I need to buy food for my starving children?
What if I'm literally every single week I'm going to a new food bank?
Hear me out!
No.
I'm hearing and I'm seeing. I'm shocked because if you saw the way we reacted...
Explain yourself because that's just...
Wait, before you say anything, yeah, one thing about Sandy and Dewey is that they live in this, like, bubble, delusional world. I'm not even joking.
Sandy's...
And when they think of ideas, they're like, oh, my God, yes! Do you get it? Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Oh, my God, that's actually what they are.
It's true.
You like
that. No, carry on. Land.
Hear me out, because it was really...
Land.
It really resonated with me. I'm shocked. It does not resonate. I'm ill, by the way, guys, if you're thinking, why is her voice like that?
Tell us why.
Because there's issues in life, and then there's issues that are non-solvable with money, and there's issues that are solvable with money. An issue that is solvable with money is not an effing issue. I'll be real. Hear me out. I've had issues with money. Hear me out. Just hear me out. Let me land. Stop the car. I've been in the for ages. Let me land. Listen.
Chat to my...
Nah, they're not gonna let me land.
Don't say they.
I'm in the sky.
Don't say they.
I'm not.
Go to Heathrow, G.
No, my goodness. I like anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Christmas. Anyways, what was I gonna say?
It's her own self.
You said you've had issues with money yourself.
No, that's what it is. So when you look at it from an Islamic point of view, people are given issues where, like, for example, they're dealing with deaths, or they're dealing with something very, like, I don't know, something that just, money can't buy what they need to heal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's issues where, for example, you've missed your flight and it's a big issue and, oh my God, I'm stressed. Da, da, da. It's your little trial, isn't it? Everyone's trial is different. It's their test or patient. But you can solve it with money. So it's not really that deep. You know what I mean? So when you look at it in that perspective, it's like, do you know what I mean? Just say alhamdulillah, because it's not really an issue that you would want.
But then again, you can say that every single issue isn't an issue. Do you know why? Because, for example, like things like death, it's like, it's not an issue because, again,
I'm saying
Islam, all of that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I get that.
Also, that, in that sense, that's also not an issue.
I get it.
Go on.
But can I be honest?
Wait.
Let me land.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm saying I get your point, and yeah, I have a good way to explain it. Yeah?
Okay. You go. I'm not good with words.
I get what you're trying to say, yeah? In that there's certain stuff in life that money can't buy,
yes,
and those are bigger issues. For example, time. Like sometimes
health, time, everything like
health,
that.
Health,
yeah.
You can't buy health, you can't buy time.
I love
you
being hooded. I love it. It literally like
okay, I do hear that.
Breathe out. Sorry.
But at the same time, within those issues, money also plays a part. Do you get it?
I understand
with people's
that.
Health, if they can't afford medicine or whatnot,
I
and like money would
solve
some of those issues.
That, yeah.
So in the same, I think it's a coin. It's like,
I don't think it's fair to say that it's not an issue. I think it's fair to say that it can solve some things, it can't solve other things. But I think
what Dua is trying to say is there's bigger issues than worrying about money.
I'm saying if it's,
but there might not be.
No,
for some people,
do you get it?
I'm saying, for example, when people have health issues, you cannot solve that with money. I'm sorry, some of these issues
100%.
You can't solve with money. But would you rather that, or would you rather something that you can just buy? And you can solve it. And yeah, okay, cool, money comes and your people struggle, but that's a test in itself.
Mm.
But money can solve it. Do you
know
what I mean? So it's not as big as an issue as...
Yeah.
I mean, that's explaining it.
So basically what you're trying to say is that, like, money, like, if you have money, it can basically control the issue.
Yes.
When you have money, it can't control the issue. So it's actually worse because you can't control it.
Yes.
But you actually can control it when there's money involved.
Yes.
I see that.
And I'm like, when you have trials where there's issues with, I don't know, money or, I can't go to
for example, family.
Money, or,
family issues.
Yeah, I don't know, just issues with money. Just think of it as, it's not as big, like, God could have given me so much worse.
Such a bigger trial.
All I need is money to fix it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God, and also...
What about the people that don't have money to fix it?
But that's what I'm saying. That's a trial in itself.
But
money can fix it.
Yeah.
If there was money in the picture, it could have fixed it.
Yeah. And I think it also works in the same way where it's like, the way that money can solve some issues, the same way that, like, prayer can solve a lot of other issues. Obviously, like, Islam, Christianity, and all the other religions that you guys believe in.
If it's solvable...
So it does work, in the same way.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it.
So then technically, any issue can actually really be solved.
No, because sometimes you can't solve some issues.
No,
that's
but
what I'm trying to say.
No, in the sense of, like, I'm thinking of, like, an Islamic point of view. Like, for example, if you have an issue, you know for a fact that it can either be solved in this life or the afterlife.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Like, in terms of that,
yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Back to what I was saying.
That was that was so funny the way she put it.
I know, it's so funny.
Guys, I'll be honest, I have to put my hands up. I don't know if people have noticed it from, I don't know how many episodes we've put out, but I don't have a good way of saying things, but I mean well, I promise. Like, I don't know how to say
you'll
it.
You'll land eventually.
Yeah, and...
It's okay.
You're making it out to be worse than it actually is.
You can explain yourself.
But
you know what it
I
is?
Can, but I don't have a...
Her brain goes at 1,000 miles an hour, so she can't actually say what she wants to say.
That's not
what I
meant. Because you can't get words out sometimes.
But, okay, maybe that's why, but I can't construct sentences the same way. If I told you how I was feeling, you could say it better than how I'm feeling. I could... See? I'm just joking.
No, whatever you said was literally perfect.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
So you get
I'm telling you, it's all in your head.
It's weird, when you type, you don't have that issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I'm
so
typing.
So speaking.
No,
I don't think the issue's that deep, personally. I don't think you have an issue. I think it's all in your head, wallahi.
Me I can
personally.
Type easily. I can.
No, I think the way that you're saying
it's not
all
in her
head.
Because I've seen it. I've seen her verbally.
I'm saying it's all in her head because she sits there and she knows what to say, but she panics about it in her head, and that's why she's doing that.
I hear what
it's all in your head. I'm going to be very honest.
2023 resolutions anymore. But anyways, yeah, our Spotify rap did come out, and I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listening on Spotify, because our results were actually amazing. We might it might be already on our Insta. I don't know if it is. Go check it out. But
might be.
You possibly really are. You showed love.
You actually showed love. Also, I have a question. Yeah.
Shocked.
If you were to post it, because thing is, you lot would obviously know now if you posted it or not.
Yeah.
If you were to post it on our Insta, like our stats on like the whole year, would that be boasting?
Yeah,
that's or would it be like, what do you guys think?
It's come out already, but we have an issue of, do we post it because is it boasting or is it just us?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, is it us boasting or is it us basically
showing our achievements,
trying to like appreciate our achievements for once in our lives? Yeah, like, what is it?
I don't know, because I've seen almost everyone. You know what's interesting? I'm not gonna.
We just had a discussion off camera, and we've boosted our confidence, and we're gonna post it.
We're gonna post it
because guess what? That's our achievements. That's
something I'm proud of. I shouldn't be ashamed of what 100%. I'm proud of.
And I want to share it with the people that helped make it happen.
100%. Do you know what I mean? And one thing that I'm gonna be honest, guys, we don't know how to do is celebrate our own achievements. We don't know how to do it.
Oh my
it's
God,
foreign to us. It's so foreign to us. We don't know.
You know what's so sad? Oh, this is gonna make me sad.
This is actually bad. What?
No one celebrates us except us.
I know.
That's why we feel weird when we celebrate us, because
no one else does,
because that's doing too much, they haven't yet, so why are we
but do you know what it is though, like I kind of don't blame other people, but then I kind of do.
No, they don't owe us anything.
No, one, obviously they don't owe us anything. And also as well, I think it's because there's three of us. It's kind of like, oh, there's three of you, so you have each other. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But very good point.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people just don't really think, on the head.
Yeah.
But I feel like people don't really think, oh, I need to, you know, give my 2 cents, but sometimes it's nice.
We do appreciate nice people sometimes around us in the same breath, and people are showing love, but I'm saying in terms of achievements, we're not really celebrating. Yeah, but that's okay, because no one wants
to. Our subscribers do celebrate us, though. We love it. Come to our Insta DMs and tell us we hit 40k, and that's how we know.
Yeah.
So you lot are cute.
Also, guys, as like in the same breath, obviously us three have each other, and obviously that's a big advantage, like a massive advantage, in this industry. But as well as that, it can also be a letdown, because us three have the same minds, in the sense that if I think something, if they jump on the bandwagon and think it too,
then that's
basically not stopping us. So for example, if I say I don't like this, whatever, I hate this content, I want to quit, they'll be like, you know what, it's Moist, you're right. Yeah, like, we won't have someone who's like saying no, stop, because we all think the same thing. So in the same breath, it's kind of like
it's toxic, and it is dangerous. And it has been dangerous in the past.
Very dangerous.
But
also, when I think something, it's kind of set in stone.
That's just you.
Until you lot think something else, and then it's like, I'm just gonna be a team player.
Yeah, that's just you.
I can't, with Aisha.
Like, Aisha can't be convinced.
Like, if you told me today, we're not filming, I'm not gonna come out if you change your mind, but I'll come out to be a team player. Like, I've already said it in my mind that I don't wanna film anymore.
Yeah.
But then because you two wanna film, it's like, damn, team player.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, for example, it's filming. Or like, for example, if I was to like tell Aisha, oh, this person appreciated us today, like, isn't it so cute? She'd be like, they're lying. And I'm
just what?
And no, like,
I'm she not will literally,
the other day.
The other day. She will literally the say, other day. Relax, you can't say that. Anyway, she'll be like, you know, they're lying. And I'll say, no, I was there. I know how it was. And she'll be like, I'm convinced that you're lying. That they're, not obviously I'm lying, but that they're
that's
lying.
That's not fair. Shall I tell you why?
I'm convinced that they're lying, so that's it.
Shall I tell you why? No, but Aisha, that's one incident.
No, but that's a prime example, though, of you having your mind and saying it straight.
She's not talking about you thinking that she's always lying. She's saying when you
I'm talking about when you have something in mind, that's it. I'm not talking about how the fact that
I believe mine
lying
is valid, though.
No, but I don't think it's valid. Anyway.
Mine's one TikTok, bro.
What do you mean one TikTok? What are you talking about? I'm so confused.
She said...
Yeah, no.
Did you like hear that?
That was a bit cheeky. Don't even...
No, but I don't get it,
I don't remember the running joke was...
Go on.
You know how the running joke is mental.
You're not going to see us be very consistent because we're all not working, and for the first time in like a long time
for the first time ever since maybe high school or sixth form.
For the first time ever,
for the first time in a long time, like I said.
I'd probably like to say since we were like
in like 16.
17
like 6 years of just employment.
That's crazy.
Go on.
I was going to say, go on.
Have you not ever got a job through Indeed? I think that app is a scam.
I got a job through, I think, Total Jobs.
Through Indeed? I don't know, I'm going to be honest. All the jobs that I've ever got, I don't know where I got them from.
I think Indeed and I've had a lot of jobs. A scam.
Do you think so?
I remember, like, when I left, I applied to, like, maybe 50 jobs a day. I'm not even exaggerating. Like,
but do you only apply on Indeed? That's it.
What did you apply for?
Just bare stuff. Like, no, but stuff that I wasn't even qualified for at some point.
Let me be honest.
Like, a lot of us, but
that's good.
I've never got.
But have you only applied on Indeed? Was that your only?
No. I applied through other stuff, and okay, usually good, the other stuff good, is where I get jobs.
Yeah,
like I never get jobs through Indeed. That's why I think Indeed is a scam.
Yeah, I
if you have got a job through Indeed,
it is a scam. Indeed,
I'm not gonna lie, I can't remember where, like, because I'm trying to think of all the jobs that I had, like, in uni and like before uni and stuff like that. And I don't know if it was from Indeed or somewhere else. I can't remember. I'm gonna be honest.
The jobs that you apply through a database, when they're asking you for like email and password and that, that's when they're gonna get back to you. But that's long.
That's long.
And if you ask me to write a cover letter, bruv, I'd just be skipping.
I'll be honest, you know the career job that I got, the corporate job that I got?
Mm.
Oh my God, did I wing that till I got there?
Oh my God, I remember your interview.
You literally did. I remember
that
she winged that.
Like, I didn't
she
even
know. She was talking out of her ass the whole time.
God, while she was in the interview, I didn't
remember
know
Kylie.
Kylie. Oh my God.
Bro, like, when I say, I literally just went on, I think it was Total Jobs, wallahi. I don't know what it was. And I applied for, basically it does it for you. You search one thing and it, you just apply for bare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then someone got back to me, was like, oh, assessment day. And I was with these lot and it was at like 9 a.m. and it was 7 a.m. And I was like, I'm not doing that assessment day.
Oh yeah.
And they were like, just
we'll
do
like
it,
just do it. You're already
up.
Here. Yeah.
Just bring your laptop.
I was like, it is, I'll do it. And wallahi, Allah is my witness. That assessment day, the actual one when I was in, like, after I passed that one, I had to go in to do another assessment day. Wallahi, even after I got the job, I didn't know what I was applying for. I did. When these lot asked me, what did you apply for? I don't know.
Yeah, she used to always, explain the job. I mean, Aj was like,
I don't
get it.
I don't actually know. I was
like, we never used to understand what it was. To this day, I still don't understand.
To this day,
I still don't understand. I'm not going to be honest.
But yeah.
But you know, it's crazy. But I can't lie, I've never really thought about the whole Indeed thing.
Definitely a scam. Well, I mean, if you lot want to work with us, we're here, but... I mean,
do you know what? Indeed, if you want to prove us wrong, work with us so that you can prove
you
us wrong.
You are indeed welcome.
Yeah.
Oh my God, next week's episode is going to be a juicy one, guys. Just tune in. That's what I'm saying, tune in.
Juicy.
Thing is, why would they tune out? Anyway, as I was going to say, basically, isn't it so funny how, like, in life you just stress so much about the future, but, like, you don't never actually know what the future holds. So you're stressing over nothing. Like, just deep, you're stressing over something that doesn't even exist yet. Like, imagine if I, was stressing about, oh my God, I've got so much to do, and blah, blah.
Everything
and
you're
then tomorrow
about,
it's all solved.
Yeah.
I feel like a dickhead. I don't know about
everything
you
everything you're stressing about right now won't matter in a day, a week, a year.
Literally.
Like, why
life is
exert that much
moving.
Energy stressing?
Yeah. So obviously
it's
we're pre-recording and like imagine on like December 24th, which is obviously the day that this is coming out. Imagine if like all of our worries are just solved. Just imagine.
Oh, I pray.
I pray. Of course I pray. But just imagine. That's crazy. Anyway, Aisha, go
it's
on.
It's actually mad that our life is constantly changing and we know it's going to change.
Yeah.
But we're still stressing about our current affairs or whatever it is.
Again, I've said this before, guys, but humans are so dumb.
Why? No, because the thing is, me, you're going to wake up tomorrow still stressed about something.
I know. I'm dumb.
We're actually all so
as a human,
dumb.
I'm silly. Anyway.
We can't help it, though. You got to live in the present.
I know, true. No, but that's the point. You got to live in the present.
And like, also, without stressing, I'm kind of not going to get shit done.
No.
I have to stress to do shit.
No, I don't think you have to stress to do shit. I think you just need to be motivated
or actually just have better planning.
Yeah.
But like, then you can't plan what's gonna happen.
That's the
thing. But you can plan your day around what you want. Do you get it? And then again, motivation. But anyway, you were gonna say something, Aisha. What's the other question? I wanna know.
This one's a good one. I can't lie. So what was the point in your life, when you said to yourself, like, you know how there's a point in every Muslim's life where they have to find Islam for themselves.
Oh, I like
this. Do you
this
remember
one,
that point?
I know
for you.
Exactly what the point was for me. I can't lie. I know exactly.
Okay,
what
was the point where you were like, I need to research into my religion. I need to start praying more. I need to, do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm
it usually happens
lie,
in childhood,
yeah.
But let me know.
No, it was definitely in childhood for me. But it was when I was, I think it was in high school, definitely in high school. And it was around when I was about, I'd say like 14. Yeah, it was when I was like 14. And I don't know, like, do you know, like, I don't even know what it was, but I just felt myself, like, it was weird because I had loads of friends and, like, obviously we all went to the same high school and I had loads of people around me, but for some reason I just felt alone.
Aww.
I don't know why.
That's
like, I don't know what, like, yeah, like, for some reason I just felt, like, soulless. I don't know what it was, guys. I honestly, like, I can't even comprehend, wallahi. But for some reason, like, that's just how I felt in it at 14. I don't know.
Like, disconnected.
But, yeah, but the thing is that, like, there was no reason for me to feel like that because I had, like, family. I had, like, so many... Like, guys, our friendship group here was, like, 30 man deep. Like, there was a lot of us, I'm going to be honest. But I still felt like something was missing. And then I was just like... And then I remember, like, that's what... when, like, I started to, like, read more, not obviously about Islam, but, like, just read in general more, I started to, like, get more into my books. Like, I find it fun to, like, study and revise. Do you know what I mean? Aww. Like, I find it fun to, like, do things, like, on my own, if that makes sense. And then I was like, and also, like, I was obsessed with, like, knowing things. And so I was like, there's this one thing, which is obviously Islam, that I didn't know much about.
Mm.
And I was like, I want to know about it, but I didn't really think that, okay, this could, like, help me and, like, help the fact that, like, I don't feel like myself anymore. So I just read into it, just thinking to myself, I want to know more about it because I'm obsessed with knowing things. And then in turn, it literally helped me so much. Like, I literally didn't feel alone anymore. Aww. So it was kind of weird. So it was kind of scary.
What's your advice to if there was a 14-year-old to a 16-year-old?
I'm saying if you're curious, that's a good thing. 100% that's a good thing. And I'm saying also if you feel, like, disconnected and if you feel alone, maybe not in yourself, but if you just feel it in general, mm-hmm. I'd say just look into it more. Definitely look
into
it.
It's natural to have questions about your deen. You should have questions about your deen. You have to seek knowledge and you have to, like, you're not expected to blindly follow Islam. You have to find it for yourself.
Yeah.
But Dua, what was your moment?
Oh, me. Definitely year 9 when I literally hit puberty and I was like, oh, I gotta take life seriously now.
You're accountable for your
So
action.
You basically, like, knew what you had to do.
Yeah, it kind of hit me. Like, I was waiting for it and I was gassed, which is haram, obviously, but I was gassed that it came late because a lot of people came, like, year 7, year 8 and I was like, yes, I have a few more years.
I'm dead.
But I knew that, do you know what I mean? At some point I needed to get my head together and I was late. It was year 9 and I started praying. Alhamdulillah. Haven't stopped since.
So wait, you guys never had, like, doubts or questions about Islam? Like, you never thought...
I never knew about it, so I've never had doubts.
I always have dips where I go back into my research phase and go in bare into, like, deen, and I'm bare closer to Allah, and then I'll have high, like, dips and highs and whatever it is.
Yeah, like your iman, like, high and low.
But I don't think I've had that moment of, like, oh my God.
I know what you mean.
I think
that's
I feel like it's always been in my family and I've never questioned
probably,
it.
Probably, that makes sense.
But, like, I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like it's always
with
been
me,
on me.
I feel like, I always believed in Allah and, like, I always believed in Islam, but, like, I always had
doubts.
Yeah, as a kid, like
questions.
Yeah, I had bare questions. Me, I was always a curious kid, innit? Like, I used to have bare questions. Like, for me, the one thing I couldn't wrap my head around when I was younger was Qadr. Like, I used to think, if God knows the future, if Allah knows the future.
Yeah. I had this doubt recently, maybe like 4 years ago.
I used to think, so what's the point of life? Like, I was really in that phase of what's the purpose? Like, why are we here? Yeah. Like, naturally, you have those questions anyway.
Yeah,
but
of course.
By the way, pause. It is okay in Islam to have doubts.
Yeah.
Like, the doubts come from Allah because He wants you to research into it. So if you're young, you're old, whatever, and you have doubts, it's not a bad thing. Like, don't feel bad. Exactly.
Yeah. He wants you to have an epiphany, do you know what I mean? And find out for yourself. Go on.
And then I just remember researching bare into it and seeing bare videos and, like, shout out Dr. Zaki and Nike and, like, Muhammad Hijab back in the day, and, like, when they used to do debates and stuff, because they used to have just sick, like, YouTube videos and stuff. But anyways, yeah, the answer that I found just, like, blew me away, and it was just oh my God, that makes so much sense.
Tell them what the answer was.
Basically, I'm going to simplify it because I'm not good at explaining clever people's answers, but... Basically, essentially what they said is, look at life as, like, a book, Shout out to the book that you shouted out earlier, When you read a book, you don't skip to the end. Like, you have to read every line, you have to read every chapter, you have to meet every character, you have to, do you know what I mean? And so if we skipped life, this life that is a test, and we just went to the results stage, and Allah just gave us our results, like the book in your right hand or in your left hand, and Allah said, you're going to heaven, you're going to hell, without showing you how you lived your life, you just skip to the end, you'd question, wait, I didn't commit that sin, I didn't do that good deed, or I didn't, do you know what I mean? Why am I going to heaven, or do I deserve to be here? Or you'd have doubts, you'd want to say, this is not fair because I don't remember committing this sin, so why should I be punished for it?
Yeah.
So Allah lets you live your life to prove to you that this was on your own accord. You did this throughout. I gave you free will. Yeah. I showed you Islam. I showed you what was right and wrong. And you still denied me. And you still, do you know what I mean? You still did wrong. So this is on your own accord. This is your own actions. And it just made so much sense to me. And then with the Qadr thing, I remember ending up finding out that, like, the A'a also changes Qadr. And, like, that made it, like, make more sense to me and stuff like that.
Just because I feel like some people will have this question because I had this question.
Yeah.
If everything is written, and obviously dua can change qadr, but it's written. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's still written. The fact that you're making that dua is written.
Yeah, it's written.
Why? How do I word it?
Like, why would he make you do that sin?
Yeah, like, why? Yeah. If everything's written, how can dua change it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because people always have them questions.
Yeah.
If everything's written, how can something be changed? Because it was always written. You're not changing it.
And if he knows that I'm going to commit this sin, for example, if he knows that I'm, for example, going to go to hell and, like, I'm going to commit, like, bare sins and go to hell, then what's the point? Do you know what I mean?
That's a question.
Like, imagine if they asked that.
No, so we're taught that everything's written, right?
Yeah.
But we don't know Allah's plans for us, and we don't know how it's written.
Yeah.
So even though we say stuff like dua changes qadr, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like,
you have that free will to make that dua or not, basically.
Yeah.
And He gives you that choice.
And Allah gives you guidance, but He doesn't make you do the dua. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to do it on your own accord, and that's why... Yeah. So Allah knows that you're going to make the dua because He can tell the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All-knowing, all-powerful.
Yeah.
But... He's not going to make you make the dua.
Yeah.
But he knows you're going to make it.
Does that make sense?
He just wants you to... Basically, on the day... What she's trying to say is when you're given that heaven, whatever, and you're like, but do I deserve it? But he'll show you that you do deserve it because I pushed you and you did it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, I gave you that free will and you still chose me. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah.
You know, I found out. Oh, it is so weird. Yeah. You know some of your sins... Unless there's a specific dua you have to make here where you ask Allah to save you from the humiliation on the Day of Judgment, because Allah can expose your sins to your family or everyone.
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
That's so mad.
Your sins and your good deeds in front of everyone.
You know, in my eyes, you know how it looks. Yeah, this is so weird, but I'm like predicting how it looks. My family's all sat in space, and then there's like a projector, and it's just displaying my life, and they're all just watching it.
You know what's mad, subhanAllah? I don't know how why this became a Muslim podcast, but
what?
We can't
fathom.
We can't even think close to how it will look like on the Day of Judgment, on Judgment, on Hellfire, of Jannah, whatever it is. Like, we can't even... picture it, because it's something that your brain cannot comprehend.
Outside of our scope of imagination. Yeah. Like, outside of what...
If you try your best, trust me, it's nowhere close.
Yeah.
But that's what's mad.
And it's just so mad, because it's like, deep how complex the human brain is. Yeah. And even we can't even comprehend that. Mad. Crazy.
Like, we're actually...
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Us as a creation.
I think of this stuff, it gets trippy, so...
It's actually so trippy.
So weird.
But obviously, like, for everyone, obviously, who's not Muslim, like, I'm curious to, like, know. Because the thing is, obviously, we learned about other religions in RE, but I'm going to be honest, that was in year 9. I don't remember. So I'm just curious to know, like, how you guys... Like, what you guys believe the end is.
I know
is,
Christians
like,
think the same as us, so heaven and hell.
Like, I'm just curious about, like, what Jews think.
They think there's a day of
Jews
judgment.
Also think there's a day of judgment.
What about like Hinduism, Sikhism? I just want to know.
They believe in reincarnation, but not in the way we do. So not.
We don't believe in reincarnation.
No, sorry. You know how what I meant is we obviously come back to life and we do.
Oh,
They believe it in a way like
where it's like you can come back as anything.
Yeah, as like an animal, whatever it is.
That's so interesting.
It is interesting. I'm not gonna lie.
That's so interesting.
Like, it's weird that we all live here and we're all just thinking different things.
Yeah.
We all have the same brains to some extent, but, like, find this to make logically make sense.
Yeah.
And you find that to logically make sense.
Yeah.
You don't even taste buds. Sorry, that's so...
No, it's true.
But
you have a point.
We all have the same tongue.
But you might not like something.
The stuff you like tastes completely different.
Yeah. That is so
what if
much.
We see colours differently as well?
No, but some
like
people
everybody
do.
Thinks that's
like,
red, but that could be a pink
to
me.
Personally, I believe that Aisha sees different colours to me and Dua. Personally, I'm going to be very honest. The amount of times you say that something's purple and
my
blue.
Dress was blue.
It was blue.
It was green.
Oh, sorry, it was green.
Insert picture.
It was
her
teal. Dress was green, guys.
It was
please,
teal.
Understand.
It was not green.
It was green.
It was blue. Oh, I'm getting confused now. I'm just trying to support anyone.
It's like that golden blue dress.
Black and blue and
it
gold
was like
and white.
Black no, it was blue and gold.
No,
I don't
it
even
was
know.
Black and blue, white
and white and gold.
I saw black
yellow,
and blue.
Black and
I saw black and blue as well. What did
yellow.
You see?
Sorry, what?
You know in that whole theory, forget it. You know the whole theory about like the black and blue dress and the white and gold dress.
I saw white and gold.
I knew it. I knew one person.
You saw black
different.
And blue.
Yes,
of course
so did
you
I.
Did. Oh.
She thought.
I saw black and blue. That's mad. It was literally evidently white and gold.
It was evidently crazy, the thing is, a couple of weeks later, I did see a different colour. I'm gonna be honest, I did. So I don't know, like my brain was malfunctioning. I was glitching, guys.
Sorry.
I was in the matrix, innit?
Oh yeah, another thing.
What?
Something that really made me believe in Islam.
What?
Oh
God,
sorry to bring it back to Islam.
The Matrix.
I'm not saying sorry, I should bring it back to Islam.
Yeah, word.
The Matrix?
What? Because I said Matrix and then you're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what?
No. I was thinking about the miracles of the Quran and like how the Quran's never been changed and it's like been preserved since 1400 years ago. And the miracles, like how could it, if you think that a man created that, how could he have predicted that 1400 years ago and like everything just came true? Are you crazy?
Even scientists are like,
was he a god?
He was right. Oh, they were right.
Anyway, so funny. If you don't believe in Islam, I highly recommend you to research into it and come back to me.
This is a controversial question. But if you could...
Oh, that scared me. Never mind. It's just the screensaver.
Okay, save.
It's still going.
Please just save
it's still
it.
Going,
it's
though.
Still going. Okay, I have a little trust issue.
Something that... I'm only pulling your leg. Sorry.
Martin, no.
Go on. Something that...
Your point.
Something
idiot. Like it was literally 10 seconds ago.
Wait, no, okay, I forgot, I'll be honest, but the fact that you shouted.
No, because why are you standing there dumbfounded? This is her.
This.
Like as if she wasn't
speaking. Actually, you shouted it back into my memory.
Go on. So say it now before you forget.
Why did you just forget you were speaking?
I don't know now.
Okay, it's fine.
See, I told you she's forgetting in about 2 seconds. I'm watching my past. See, back. I knew it.
Go back, quick.
Something that...
I'm telling you.
Something that...
The culture club. Something that, if you could be some... Why did I say something like that? Oh! Not that.
God.
You ever watch some videos on TikTok here and you get frustrated at someone? I know they're watching.
I'm frustrated at you!
Sorry.
Please finish your sentence.
Basically, what I was going to say was... Yeah, sorry, go back. If you could be anything... This is controversial, first of all. And I just want to say I'm talking outside of Islam. So I don't know if this could be Islamic or not. Sorry, I should come back into the video.
Yeah.
If you could be anything in the world... Sorry, no. If you could come back into...
I'm not joking. I'm going to bank you.
Nah.
Get to the point.
Wallahi, this isn't even...
Are you Mr. Bean?
Wallahi, I'm not trying to take the piss. You laugh, you give me giggle. If you could be reincarnated into anything, what would you be?
It wouldn't be you. I'm going to be honest. It would not be Dua Ali. I'm going to be so honest.
I'd be Stormy.
I thought you were going to say Stormzy.
Stormzy.
I'd be Stormy. I'd definitely be Stormy. God, do it.
Tell my man, shut up.
Would you guys be, or would you be actually, would you want to be a building?
I'd probably be a person.
A building.
Like, some people just want to be things.
Trust me, she wants me to be plaster and glass.
I don't know, you can experience the land.
You want me to have...
Be some skateboards.
Take that out. Now, actually.
Carry on. What would you be? You'd be a snowboard.
I would be snow.
Would you be? A ski board, did you say?
Yeah, I would be snow. You can fall and it's snow.
But snow falls in particles, you can't be everything.
No, Aisha, you wouldn't be... No, Aisha, would you really want to be snow? Yeah, because you're literally falling. And you know when you're sleeping and you feel like you're falling and you actually wake up like... You literally feel it constantly.
I wouldn't feel it.
You feel it constantly.
I'm a snowflake.
No, but Aisha, you feel it constantly. I'd probably be a person, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be an animal. I wouldn't be a building. I wouldn't
be
snow.
What would you be?
I would be a whale. I love whales.
You'd be a giraffe, you'd be an elephant.
You'd be an elephant.
You'd be a monkey.
Are you calling me fat?
She called me a monkey, guys.
Are you calling me fat and you call her a monkey? You are fatphobic and racist.
Wait, how did this come back to me then?
You'd be a mouse. No, you'd be a rat and you'd be a frog.
Guys, apparently everyone in the world is either a rat or a frog.
Yeah.
Frog, rat.
Yeah. But I'm not going to lie, though.
Frog.
Actually, no.
Wait, what
are I was going to say, contrary to popular opinion, Dua thinks I'm a frog.
Why are you lying? That was
you. You literally said, no, trust me, you're a frog. That was Yusra Abdullahi.
You're flipping rat.
Oh, she's going to say that she's a frog herself.
That's what I'm saying. She wants other people to be like
but
her.
But I personally feel like I have frog and rat
Muna,
tendencies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Your eyes are froggy.
Yeah.
The rest of you is
ratty.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nah, you know what Mima told me that was a rat. She was like, you're she's like, trust me, there's no question about
it. You're and then, and I was like to her, then I was like to Nisrin, ratty.
Oh my, Nisrin is a sewer rat.
Oh my god, what's Ayub?
House rats.
He's a frog.
No, no, I think he's a frog.
Definitely a frog.
Oh my god, like his face.
Rafiq's a rat.
Rafiq's a rat.
Oh my god. Saad is a frog. That I can't lie.
Saad is a frog. And she loves green. It makes sense.
Saad is literally, like, there's no question about it. She's a frog.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, sorry. Who I'm just looking at you and seeing rats.
And Mezian is a rat.
Rat. Rat. You and Nisrin.
But Mezian is big rats. Like, big boy gave birth to rats. Like, rats.
Oh my god!
I start this, man. Look, I'm also a rat, so I resonate
I'm
with
also,
them.
I'm a rat and a frog.
I stand
I'm a hybrid.
Muna, you're like the rat and ratatouille, rats. Like, clever, that stuff.
So what am I then?
Do it in no. The rat in flushed away.
No.
You're the frog in nowhere.
I'm the frog in Princess and
I'm
the
frog. Princess and the Frog. Not yeah, Princess and the Beast.
Idiot. Yeah, I'm the frog and Princess and
really
the Frog.
You're the frog in you know
No, Aisha, I feel like I'm the rat in Rusty Mouse.
You know Enchanted?
In it, come on, Bashman, come on.
You know Enchanted.
Enchanted.
You know Enchanted. You're a frog in Enchanted.
I don't remember.
Burn.
It's just like
burn. Alright, flush the wing. Let's lie, man.
After I flash it.
Hey. How can she love her? She's a rat.
I'm a hybrid. I'm a frog and a rat. I'm a hybrid. Yeah? You know hybrid working? 2 days in the office, 3 days at home.
That's
4 day work
so
week.
So bad. That's almost as bad as my Heathrow joke.
Yo, what joke?
Wait,
it was so bad, no one remembers it. Anyway, what? Let's go.
What joke?
I said I haven't landed because I'm in Heathrow.
Oh no, that was a good joke because I was running with it. In Gatwick, remember? You found your thoughts in Gatwick.
No. It's execution. Your execution was good. My execution
okay, but
was
I should laugh.
What?
Okay.
Anyway.
Tell us in the comments if you're a rat or a frog, guys. Because I actually want to know. I'm actually curious.
I've got shivers in this office.
Oh.
Office, yeah. I can't fucking. Sorry.
Frog. You're actually such a frog.
See, I'm a frog, guys.
As her rat tendencies are jumping out, I can't lie.
Chatting to me when they're well. Not.
Oh my god, she's brown as well!
Brown and pen like bueno. Very jiggle jiggle like jello.
Hello.
What's insert this picture thing? Of Dua with size.
Actually, you can't include that.
Nah, insert image, yeah? Of Dua with the rat filter, do you remember?
When was that?
Oh my god, I have to put up the video, I have to show you. Yeah. Otherwise.
I showed you her skin, you can't include that.
So I can't include
rat!
That.
Frog. Right. Anyways, we're actually coming at them people on TikTok where they're like, podcast is not for everyone because we're talking about rats and frogs.
Fuck,
sorry.
I'm not gonna lie.
I know damn well it was doing her better saying podcast aren't for everyone on Darum's account.
Never. I've never been a hater. Mm. Oh my god, I only hate.
The only person you hate is yourself, and exactly, Darum is yourself.
I was gonna say I only hate on people that deserve to be.
Oh
hated,
my god, guys. What? Let's do X.
Woo!
Each other.
Woo! Woo!
Each other.
Is it recording?
Yeah. It is recording.
Okay.
My ick of Aisha.
My ick of you.
Aisha. She's such a frog.
I'm joking. No
power mood.
No power mood.
Oh man, tell him your ick then.
Tell him again.
My ick of Muna.
No, she's still, okay. Yeah, right. Leave it
Muna
like that.
Isn't aware of her strength. And she will hit you unprovoked and actually cause
that's
physical
true.
Harm, such as the other day when she threw
that's
the
so
lip gloss
true.
On my
that's
nose
so
and
true.
It really hurt.
Guys, do you know what it is?
Wait,
Wallahi,
I need
guys.
To correct myself. She also no. Hit me in the last episode and my whole face was red for like 30
But guys,
minutes.
My intentions are never ever bad. The thing is, yeah, is that if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. But I don't realise my strength. Also, I'm going to put my hands up here. Back in the day, I would hit you because I genuinely want to hit you. Nowadays, I'm mature enough.
Back
I don't
in
do
the
it.
Day, was bad.
Back in the day,
like, she'll
me
just
and
come
you, baby.
Remember when you slapped me on the bus?
Used to have fun. Not my baby. Yeah, I'm not your son. Sorry, I'm not gonna
guys,
lie.
Guys, we were on
that.
A public bus. This girl, we were on a public bus.
Frog.
She, rat. I used to shut it.
Do you know what's so sad?
You're coming
though?
Like a rat right now, like just in the corner. AJ, shut it.
Anyway,
anyways, we were on a public bus, yeah. Muna didn't just slap me, she bitch slapped me. Yeah. As in the connection could be heard for miles.
But again, guys.
I didn't even capture it.
Again, guys, even when I used to be reckless like that, yeah, I didn't actually realise my strength. Do you know what I mean? Like in my head, I did this.
The reason but she slapped me, you asked? There was none.
No. Also, as well, you do realise that the roles are reversed? The script has been flipped, yeah?
Ick.
Because, no, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why the roles are reversed, yeah? The roles are reversed. I need to get close to the camera for this. The roles are reversed, yeah? Because, for example, when Dua and Aisha are, like, play fighting, yeah? I'm sitting on my phone doing nothing. Aisha will slap me for no reason.
What?
And say, well, Aisha will slap me.
Gaslightation!
I slap you under
the Aisha, room. Don't tell me because you always laugh there as well. You be fighting, you be like, listen, I'd be laughing, and you be like... and then we laugh back because I'm nowhere. Just hit me out of nowhere.
Slow down, I dash you.
Yes, out of nowhere. Exhibit A, Dubai, when you two were literally beefing.
That's what I said. Oh, sorry, I caught it. The last bit. Yeah.
No, I said when you're beefing Dua, absolutely. Out of nowhere, I'll be in the crossfire and for no that, reason.
If I'm beefing you, Dua will also get it because no one can get it.
No, Dua never gets it when it's after our beefing.
I get that shit every day. She's a frog.
Thank you.
No, she beats you every day, I can't lie. But when us two are fighting, you're never involved. You're doing this.
Keep calling me a frog.
She's going to beat me up right now.
Yeah. See, are you scared of her?
Yes. Can we move on from my ick now? This girl right here is waiting for one. My ick, rats. That's why you're a chuck of a rat.
sorry.
You idiot.
I'm missing her.
Sorry. Anyway.
Reload another one.
Listen, my ick for Dua. Let me think. Oh my god, my ick for Dua. Dua, if she doesn't let you land. What she does, yeah?
She doesn't let you land.
My ick for Dua is she will hear your opinion, yeah? And if she disagrees with it, she will cuss you immediately. So she will hear your opinion and say, you idiot! Yeah. Without even letting you land.
Yeah.
Without letting you land, she's cussing you. At least hear the opinion, bro.
She's doing it again.
What?
I'm joking. See? See?
She will call you a flipping
idiot. I was joking, and she's going to call me an idiot.
Also, insert profanities. That's what she adds.
I never swear.
You effing idiot. You idiot. Always say that.
Stop being so dumb. Is that not her?
You fucking dickhead or you fucking idiot.
I always say effing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't say the actual word.
No. Okay, Aisha, let's do role play, yeah? You said something, yeah?
Oh, role play. I got
don't be so stupid.
Yeah.
Don't be so dumb.
It's the face as well. Don't be so dumb. Like, she literally makes you feel like shit.
I give you a C minus. That was really bad of me, but you could... It was okay. But let me be honest, the reason why I do that is because...
Why do you do that?
I don't know. You're looking at me. Don't look at me.
That is crazy. Our ex for Aisha.
Yeah.
Back to me.
Yes.
No, but
you didn't do me, no.
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
You did do me.
Ix about Aisha,
I'm not gonna lie.
This isn't even an ick, this is hatred.
Don't say this one, yes. So predictable.
Oh my god, I don't
know.
No, like
don't even talk about how she's late everywhere because we said it all.
That's
so
predictable. I'm talking about her miscommunication.
I'm a great communicator. Aisha, you're not.
Just when I'm late, I'm a bad communicator.
And you're always late, so you're always a bad communicator.
Oh my god, that was such a lie. No, because that was actually such a lie.
No, it wasn't.
You're telling me that you're a normal, you're a good communicator?
You know what's rude? You compared me to
Nishan.
We're not the same.
You are the same on different levels.
That's such cap. I don't ever air you.
No, Aisha will reply eventually.
I must say,
can I help if I've slept?
I must say, Aisha will reply eventually. Nishan won't reply.
Yeah.
You get it?
Okay, what
but
I meant
still bad
is
because you will reply 8 hours later.
What I meant is that there's Nisrin, who's worst in the world, literally.
Shall I be honest?
Then a close second is you. Like, do you know what
I think you're entitled. Because what it is you want a response in a minute, and I respond 20 minutes later, and you're angry that I've responded 20
I'm
minutes
not
later.
No, but she's
not
talking
about
every situation.
I've never shouted at you for that.
What? She's talking about when she needs you, for example. When we're going out on a motive and she needs you to be present.
Yeah, I'm present, I'm just late. No,
but she came out early.
Exactly. So she'll give us a time. I'm gonna talk about today because that's just one example.
Today you can't even.
No!
I was in the shower.
I was going to shower.
Shall I be honest? I'll tell you.
Wait! Okay. Let me land, I'm in the sky! My god! if we have agreed a time and we've agreed it for the last 2 hours, it's not hard to be like, you know what, I'm running late. It's the hour before. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be 15 minutes late. No.
Can I be honest?
Sure, apply at 4:30. I just
number one today.
Shower.
You didn't agree on a time. Number two.
Agree on a time.
Only after you asked me for a time. What are you on about?
Oh my god, this is what I mean. You don't know how to communicate.
Moona said two or three.
I said four.
Is that
twice.
A time?
Well, and then we both said three. Twice.
She says no bias. That was a bias.
I don't know why you're irate. It's about her.
Because she's injustice.
She knows because she's
injustice.
This is a bit tag team right now.
Yes!
Tag team. That's like.
There is miscommunication on two sides.
All I'm gonna say is I expect an apology video like the YouTubers do. Thank you very much. Next video.
And she says tears.
You're gonna be waiting a long time.
Tears.
I expect tears. Whether they're fake or not, you got to be in jail. I figure it out.
Not coming.
And breathe out.
Anywho.
What's my other lip gloss?
But for real, that's my. Please start because I
see. Y'all were passionate about your ick. Should we just end it here?
Let's just end it here, man.
End it here. We're gonna fight. No, obviously,
let's
we're
end it here, guys.
What? I don't know if you're in it or not, Aisha. Get in it. Because you like to get out. Get in it.
No, I want to be out. Two members left of the diary room.
She really said, get I confirm.
It.
No.
Let's get over it now. No. You're dragging
get
it.
In it.
She really shut said, inside. Yeah, I heard you say three and I said say not. And that doesn't mean confirmation.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Let's end it there, guys.
Doesn't mean
okay,
I'm coming
cool.
out.
Three for Aisha. Wallahi, you know how angry I was. I went to Google and I was like, communication therapy sessions.
So wallahi, you did that.
Wallahi. Raw dramatic.
I'm hiding up. It's been a whole year. It's December.
You know what's crazy? The whole time in that convo, I communicated to you, if you don't want to wait, leave. Like, I didn't want you to wait.
I know, but you kept giving me times that were like realistic. So I was like, I'll wait for my friend.
So
but
thought, 4 like, o'clock from well 3 o'clock is not realistic. Like, in my head, I thought, she's not going to wait till 4. Like,
okay,
might
but
leave.
I'm not, do you know what I mean? I waited. I'm sorry that I waited for you.
But like, you can't be mad if you gave you the option to leave.
But you told me to meet you at 4. So I'm going to agree.
No, but she can be mad because obviously she wants to go with you at the end of the day. And
nah,
if she's,
I hear that. But
get
then,
it.
If it's really
so she doesn't want to be deceived.
Really?
You know what I mean?
She hasn't been deceived.
She was deceived though.
Multiple times.
She was deceived.
Say yeah. Sorry.
This is a touchy subject for some people.
Oh, no, but actually, if you're in her shoes, like, you would understand. You get it?
Trust me, you've just never been in my shoes.
What a flex.
What a mile in these Louboutins.
I'm joking.
Anyway, guys, before we actually stop being friends, let's actually end the podcast.
No. We're not ending here after you've just shouted at me about my ick.
Isn't that the end scene?
We got 15 minutes.
Oh, this is a very long podcast, you know.
Guys, we
started at 11:45.
Ages.
No, we didn't. We started at 55.
Okay. We've here never actually
though.
Done our podcast. Yeah. If this is an hour, let us know what you think.
If this is too much for you guys, let us know what you think.
Actually, you might end up taking things out that are boring when you listen to it.
Oh, yeah, true.
If you've made it up until here, put a cloud in the...
Oh, my God, put a cloud and then also a plane because everyone was failing to land today.
Word.
Yeah, do that.
Okay?
No. I feel tag teamed. Can you say your icks? So that the attention's off me.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry that's how I feel.
What a shit apology.
I'm not saying apologize for how you feel.
Lie. I was trying to take the piss. Oh my god, everyone's on edge.
Wait, why are you apologizing? Sorry.
I don't know.
I'm just saying move on.
Everyone's moved on.
I'm not sad. I just want you to move on to an idiot. So I feel less targeted.
We've all moved on.
There's things wrong with you too.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong
Nobody's
with me.
Nobody's perfect.
I can't deny that. You know what I mean? I have strength that some people can't handle.
I've got a strength.
What's my ick, so for real? Target me. Go on then. Like,
Aisha. Who? Her? Go on, target her then.
Aisha,
why are you putting a pack on me?
I'm saying target to her.
No, I don't want to speak. Speak to each other. Ick each other. Thank you.
Okay.
Everyone in the comments is like, leave Aisha alone.
Yes.
Leave me alone, literally.
No, but the words are pouring the movement. I am actually dead.
Wow.
Hashtag save Aisha.
Shut up, you're not in danger.
Oh my god.
And we are actually moving on getting dragged.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I've literally laughed so much I can't breathe, so you guys speak.
Damn, if I don't speak, I'll really be carrying this shit. What? Yeah, my back hurts.
Me to the dog head,
y'all. I'm like, I zoned out. This podcast has been too long, man.
You know what, yeah? I'll be very real.
What?
My face is so ugly when I laugh. So when you watch this back, my face is going to be really ugly and I don't like that. So
what?
Just, my face is so ugly when I laugh.
You're bugging, bro.
You're bugging, you know when you're, you know when you're stretching, like you're generally reaching something.
She thinks
she's
in gym,
bro.
She thinks
it's
pure gym or something.
She literally thinks
it's
pure gym.
Are you stretching that much?
I only do Craig Davis.
She thinks it's Pilates still. Dude.
David Lloyd. She said Craig.
Craig David.
David Lloyd.
Wow.
Shout me. Anyways, what's the final topic that we can speak about for like 2 minutes?
Your icks, like I said.
I
shall just move on, man.
No, see, you guys don't want to talk about each other. We want to talk about me.
I can talk about Dua. There's a lot of things Dua can say about
me. I need you to just do that right now.
Get up then. You can't say like that.
The
worst.
Oh my goodness. All right, Dua, go on. Tell me an ick.
Nah, wait.
What?
I need it. Move on from me.
Aisha, no one's talking. Not a single soul chat in my head anymore.
But we ended this with Aisha's the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy.
Okay, I'm also the bad guy. I'll be very real. I'm a... Stop it now. I'm sorry.
I hit
that.
People.
Mute that because I swore.
No, I literally rude. Hit people.
That's not bad.
I'm very rude. That's bad.
She's very defensive as well.
I'm very defensive.
For no reason. No.
I need to defend myself.
Literally.
There's a reason.
I will say something and she will get defensive and I'll say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Don't put up the line, Jamal. Do you know what I mean?
Aisha, do you feel better? Yeah. Okay, Nick about Diary Room as a whole. We tag team a lot, okay?
No, but that wasn't even tag team.
I know,
I'm going to be
just
honest.
Using it as an example. If two people feel strongly about something, we will tag team.
Okay, cool. No, I understand that. But you know what it is? It's not tag team in the sense that, like, for example, we just jump on the bandwagon.
No.
We generally both think one thing. It's not like, for example, Judith or something. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to her because why not? It's never like that.
It's just two, exist.
It's genuinely two people who had the same thought. So really and truly, it's just a coincidence. I'm going to be honest.
Really? She's crying.
No, but it's true. And I'm speaking, for example, when you two tag team over me, I know for a fact that it's not on the bandwagon. You're doing it because you both think the same thing.
Yeah.
When me and you do it to her, it's because us two both think the same thing.
Aisha, give me your hand.
Yeah.
Give me your hand.
I'm not crying. You keep making
like, okay,
look like
I'm
crying.
Hand.
I'm not
you just
crying.
Need affection. Give me your hand.
I need
give
some love.
Me
I'm not a physical touch.
Oh! That was a lie.
Actually, you are.
We speak about this all the time. What is my love language?
Your love language is words of affirmation and physical touch.
No, it's not.
She said she likes quality time and words of affirmation.
No.
Yeah. You like words of affirmation.
My friends don't know me.
Okay, Aisha.
Words 100% of affirmation. Words of affirmation is number one. You never really speak about
No, but Aisha, I'm not talking about men though. I'm talking about physical touch between friends. Why are you lying? You do
You're
like
the most
that.
Physical touch with friends.
You're the most physical touch out of all of us.
Oh my God.
Just because I put my legs on you.
What?
Aisha, you always want a hug.
You always want a hug or like your...
Exactly.
I like hugs, but I'm not... It's not a
No, but...
It's not hugging my friends.
So, but then you just said that you don't like being touched.
But you just said
but you like be getting hugs. But
yeah, like
hugging is touching.
And you like holding people's hands like this. You do that a lot.
Oh,
And you also love arms. Like
but,
you love
like,
that
I do
arms.
It for other people. I don't do it for me.
What?
Yeah. Like let's say I need affection. I don't want you to touch me.
What?
That's weird.
Yeah, no. Listen to that sentence. Let's say I need affection. Don't touch me. But you need affection.
So how would you get affection?
Like
how
when I'm crying or if I'm upset, don't. Hug me. That's I hate that.
No, but that makes sense though. Like, but when you're upset, no one wants affection.
Yeah.
But you just said that when you want affection, you don't want to be touched.
Yeah.
Affection is like when you.
But
want
when
love.
You're crying, you need affection, right? But I need affection in other ways.
Oh. Like just... you want me to tell you, don't be upset.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be upset.
Thanks.
Is that all you need?
That worked.
Is that all you need?
All you need is love.
The bar's low, G. The bar's very low. The bar's low.
But yeah, no, for real, I think we should end it because the mood in the room is literally
depleting.
Like 12:45, I think. What is it? 1
it's 1:06 in the morning.
Oh my God.
I'm this close to farting, so please end it.
No, you have to fart.
I don't want to fart on the podcast,
and
Aisha's
included it.
Nah, man. Just because that I'm not farting.
That
wasn't me. Well, that was Aisha's mouth.
You're actually disgusting.
That was a wet one.
I can smell it. Boo! Wee! Woo! That was a rocky one.
Do I just gang up on me?
What did she
say? Aisha knew it was a lie.
She said
wow! Wait, so guys, it's only me that has bad intentions. They actually have bad intentions. Wow!
She just wanted to be in on the joke, bro. She just wanted laughs.
She went.
Guys, I promise you, I only did
that
because.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, just I wanted attention. No, I didn't. I'm actually joking. Wallahi, I didn't.
You wanted me to get bad attention?
No, I promise you. Damn. Wallahi, it was a joke.
Stop explaining yourself. We can move on.
Stop there and ask yourself. But you made her explain herself the entire episode.
Because two people were screaming at me.
Because it was very mad what you were saying, I can't lie.
It's not very mad.
It was very mad.
One day I'll be understood, just not by you.
By you. You said, you're I said, if you're not ready yet, come by
this
three.
This is your destiny. There's
she came
friends.
At four, guys. She came at four.
You're not getting any new friends.
She came at four.
Oh,
I said,
you.
Say nothing means
is really
it's not confirmation. Aisha, next time.
No, no,
Aisha,
no.
Aisha, next time in the future, when you want to confirm something, please say, I hereby confirm that I
no,
did
I think
this.
Next time I actually have to do that.
I have to do that.
You do. Just use I hereby
because
confirm.
Every other say nothing meant a confirmation, but this one apparently was different.
Maybe that's our miscommunication.
I read things, do you know what it is? I honestly, I'll be real, I read things differently to how you lot read
things.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it could have been miscommunication on Ireland because you haven't made it clear what you meant, but we thought that that's what you meant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, why are we actually still on that? Let me get gum.
Oh, not gonna lie, guys. Communicate to your friends, innit? That's what I'm saying.
And your man.
Otherwise, you...
No, I say like it's important. Everything.
Otherwise, you'll end
to
up...
come and bring money
otherwise,
to everything, bro.
I'm being...
Communicate to your friends,
innit? That makes me look weird.
Otherwise, you'll end up like
weird.
Us. Three washed up girls who are unemployed on a TikTok.
Oh. There's literally a fly on your head for that exact reason.
Fly on the wall. Where's the fly?
You're rat. You're actually a rat.
I'm extracting
where?
Flies.
Where?
Where is it gone? Oh, we went... How dare you
ratty behaviour.
There's one washed up girl. That's
girl.
It. And it's Mina Dar here. Us.
Love and affection. No,
and
no,
on that note, it's been your girl, Aisha.
It's been your boy, Dua.
And it's been your girl.
I'm always a girl.
Mina.
I love that you actually validate my femininity.
Yeah, but I acknowledge your gender.
You acknowledge my gender and I love it. But I will never acknowledge your gender because I'm going to call you a boy for the rest of my life.
And I will call you a rat. It's
oh,
fine.
When I call you Princess Frog.
Yes.
And the Beast. But guess
okay.
who's the Beast?
Your dad.
Oh, him yep. too.
Moving on.
He's actually quite tall, so he couldn't look like the Beast.
Don't make talk about
Callum. Thank you for watching.
No,
bye. Say bye, everyone. Bye.
Hey, Spotify listeners, you already know. You get an extra minute. Hey, it's been your boy, Aisha.
It's been your boy, Moon. It's been your boy. It's been your boy. It's been your boy. It's been your boy.
There's traffic on the A40. Make sure you hang on to your hat.
Tune in to Channel 4. It's been your girl, Aisha. And this has been the Diary Room Podcast.
Make sure you all hold on to your hats because next is the one, the only Ed Sheeran singing Shape of You. Yep, I thought it was called Piece of You.
But you're like a man, baby.
He won a Mobib Award recently and he won his first top hit. So support him and he'll be on the show next week.
Tuning in next week, it's the Diary Room with episode 4 of their brand new podcast with special guests Dua Ali, Aisha Farah and Mona Dehir.
The weather is showing sunny spells and there's also a bit of light showers on the far east side and there could be a chance of snow. So
yes.
Kick back and watch the snow fall. Let the rain fall.
Thank you for tuning in to BBC Radio 1.
Hey, let me land.
Oh. Heathrow, Gatwick.
It's wait.
It's your boy.
And on this week, a Christmas special, we have Home Alone.
On Film 4.
Last Holiday on Channel 4 and
Channel 3, ITV2. And we've got the World Cup streaming on Channel 3. So if you want to go watch Argentina versus England, it's always there. It's been your girl, Aisha.
Wait, and if you want to watch Somalia versus Sudan, watch it now on NBC3.
Not NBC3.
However, the chance of you seeing Sudan or Somalia play in the World Cup is highly unlikely.
It is
keep
actually
your socks on
quite
keep
close
off.
To zero.
You thought I was feeling you?
Good tidings we bring for you and your king. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy,
happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Woo. To you.
Yeah, happy.
Why'd you guys
oh my god, Obi-Sir, so you won't capture my soul. Oh my god, Obi-Sir, so you won't come from Peru, para, Peru, para, Peru, Peru, para.
I shall put that in the belief.
I'm the hoo-hoo, and it made you go and daughter, and I'm in
no, no,
when you wanna want me, when you wanna
it's
want me.
It's been your boy, it's been your girl, and it's been your animal.
It's been nobody. This is going to be so long to edit and I cannot be bothered, but I will be deleting this.